views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Thanks for being here today. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. This is the show dedicated to helping you understand how to use nutritional supplements. We want to hear from you at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080. That's your priority line number, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552, toll free. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie show is the show where you're going to get the straight scoop on the chemistry of nutrition and healing. The chemistry of how your body works to maintain its divinely mandated health. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, and I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the human body as a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to renew and regenerate itself on a second-by-second, day-by-day basis. But in order to do its miraculous work, it has to have the raw materials to do it. Good afternoon. I'm Ben Fuchs, pharmacist Ben. And the 10th Annual Aspirin Awards, the 10th International Annual Aspirin Award was given to a British scientist, Dr. Derek Gilroy. So I thought that I'd talk a little bit about this very common pharmaceutical. Some 22 million people are taking aspirin every day. There's 40 million pounds of it produced every year. It's become a mainstay of pharmaceutical and medical practice, so I thought it might be an appropriate topic for us to talk about. One of the first things we learn in pharmacy school as pharmacy students is the basic premise that all drugs have side effects. Yes, your blood pressure medicine is going to lower your blood pressure. Your diabetes medicine is going to lower your blood sugar. Your cholesterol medicine will lower your cholesterol, but always at a cost. Fatigue, memory loss, muscle pain, even fatalities can be the result, just the result of the normal MO, just the operating costs. That's just how the pharmacology of a prescription drug works. You can't avoid side effects. Even a supposed mild medicine like aspirin is going to involve nasty side effects. Now, aspirin was developed as a pain reliever originally, but over the past few years it's acquired another use as a blood clot fighter to protect the circulatory system, to protect against heart attacks. As anyone who's been to a heart doctor can tell you, many, if not most of the time, you go to a doctor, aspirin is going to be recommended as a standard treatment to treat and prevent heart attacks. And that's not all aspirin's considered by many a miracle drug that can prevent or alleviate Alzheimer's disease, migraines, cancer, even reproductive issues, infertility. They use aspirin. As it turns out, aspirin can also, however, increase your risk for heart disease as well as perhaps preventing heart attacks. It's certainly involved in macular degeneration, and it's a well-known problem when it comes to stomach issues, gastrointestinal bleeding. Aspirin is, in fact, a leading cause of GI bleeding. And on top of all of this, prestigious medical journals like the British Medical Journal and the Journal of the American Medical Association have come to the conclusion that aspirin may actually show zero benefits in preventing heart attacks. Did you ever wonder how aspirin, which had previously only been known for its anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving properties, all of a sudden became a treatment of choice for cardiovascular issues? Well, it turns out that this is a conclusion that was drawn from the so-called Physicians' Health Study. This was a study that was done on healthy Caucasian non-smoking doctors who found, the study found that there was a reduction in non-fatal heart attacks. And by the way, there was no reduction in fatal heart attacks. There was only a reduction in non-fatal heart attacks. But here's the real point. The study was not done with mere aspirin. It was done with the brand of aspirin called Bufferin. And Bufferin, as everybody knows, contains magnesium. Magnesium is a mineral that's known for its powerful benefits on circulatory health. The benefits of magnesium in treating heart disease are tremendous. including a decrease in sudden death and ischemic heart disease found in communities that drink hard water or magnesium-containing water, prevention of sticky platelets for clot prevention, strong blood vessel dilating properties. Of course, that's going to also improve your blood pressure. And magnesium has a tremendous effectiveness for preventing problems with heart rhythms. Could it be that the decrease in the number of heart attacks found with Bufferin resulted from the magnesium and not the aspirin? In any case, there is always nutritional options. There's always going to be nutritional options to prescription drugs. Nutritional options that are not only effective, but options that have multiple benefits. Magnesium, for example, is not only essential for a healthy heart, not only essential for a healthy circulatory system, but it's also critical for helping stabilize blood sugar and insulin. So it's tremendous for diabetics. It's also important for the digestive tract. It's also important for muscle health, the immune system, and detoxification. Health results comes from magnesium. Magnesium also works in tandem with calcium to support bones and electrical conductivity in nerve cells. There's other nutrients you can use to protect your heart. Omega-3 fish oils contain strong anti-platelet or anti-sticking properties. And you can get, of course, your omega-3 fatty acids from your Ultimate EFAs or your Ultimate EFA Plus. Niacin is a tremendous anti-atherosclerotic agent. That is, it prevents heart disease, and it also is involved in protecting you against high blood pressure. Vitamin C is absolutely critical for cardiovascular health. How often do you get recommended vitamin C in high doses to protect your heart? Vitamin E has the same blood-thinning properties as aspirin, and it's also involved in supporting master hormone synthesis. How often do you get recommended vitamin E at 400 international units to protect your heart? Digestive enzymes can also be important for protecting your heart. Bromelain and natokinase. You'll find natokinase in the BioLumen Living Essence product. Both bromelain and natokinase reduce platelet stickiness and prevent clots. Zinc is a very important catalyst. It's involved in fatty acid metabolism, which is important for your coronary arteries. You need to be taking zinc on a regular basis. Of course, zinc has got benefits for the reproductive system. It's got benefits for your skin and benefits for your immune system as well. And don't forget about the B vitamins. Vitamin B6, vitamins B12, and folic acid all help lower the very, very important compound homocysteine. The bottom line is this, my friends. If your doctor is recommending a prescription drug, he should be recommending a nutritional supplement program as well. Nutritional supplementation means no side effects. Nutritional supplementation means only beneficial effects. And that's the message here on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552, toll free. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. We're coming back right after this on the ZBS Radio Network. Don't go away.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewables, and besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information, or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
All right, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080. That's your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting in today for Dr. Joel Wallach. We're taking your calls as we always do. We want to help you understand how to use nutritional supplements. We want to get you off your prescription drugs and get you on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Dr. Wallach. I'll be sitting in for the next hour, as I always am, with my good friend and colleague, Doug Winfrey. Hello there, Doug.
Hello. It's always great to have you on.
Thank you.
And I wanted to ask you about what you might think of this. There's a guy who is, you know, most of the big major networks have like their medical correspondent that they sort of, you know, go to when there's something big in the news that has to do with the medical field. And the guy for ABC News is a gentleman by the name of Dr. David Katz, and he often contributes on Good Morning America. And found an article on their website where he's talking about the vitamin industry.
Okay.
And, of course, it's up to about a $7 billion a year industry in this country. You know, it used to be nothing compared to the pharmaceuticals, but it's now getting to the point where we're sort of getting in on their, they're cutting in on their piece of the pie.
And I'm sure he doesn't have kind things to say.
And he does not have very nice things to say. He's quoted as saying the most consistent finding we're seeing in the research is a lack of any medical benefits. So I guess he doesn't know about vitamin C and scurvy and that kind of stuff. But what he does is he points out, you know, the ones that you hear that get attacked on a regular basis. And he says, you know, a lot of people take high doses of vitamins to fight off colds and cancer and things. And he says over and over, again, we've looked at the active ingredient in these vitamins and find out what is working and have been unable to find anything.
Now, do you think they do that on purpose or is he just ignorant?
I think they do it on purpose to a certain degree because, if as you and I have discussed, and Dr. Wallach has discussed, that usually when they do these studies on nutrients, they do it on one nutrient. And often, like the most recent study that came out that was sort of negative against calcium, as we looked it up in the the journal it was printed in originally, that was reported in, we found that they used calcium carbonate, which is the least absorbable bioavailable calcium on the planet, just about. So he goes into some of these ones we've probably talked about in the past, but I thought it was worth talking about again, sort of, if people happen to have seen his report and got concerned. You know, he goes on to say that, you know, vitamin E has been, people take it to protect against heart disease and cancer, and he says it's been found to increase the risk of heart failure and cancer on anything more than 400 IUs a day. Mm-hmm. And I study this stuff every day as in preparation for this show, and I have yet to see a study that said anything about that.
Right.
And also that, of course, he points out the time and true one that we hear a lot about from
vitamin
women
A.
often, and the vitamin A and birth defect. You know,
hear that all the time.
Yeah.
I cringe when I hear that.
Yeah, and then he points out the Harvard nurses study where 72,000 nurses were taking high doses of vitamin A, and they said he claims it led to a high risk of hip fractures.
Right.
And then, of course, he talks about vitamin C and says there's no evidence that it prevents cold. He says it may shorten the duration, but not even enough to notice. And so I know a lot of people who take vitamin C and swear by it. My father's been taking like 1,500 units a day for 30 years, and the man rarely gets sick. I mean, he's got some heart conditions, but he doesn't ever get colds and flu like everyone else does. And the most key thing in this whole article that I found interesting was that he recommends, this Katz guy, a well-balanced diet rich in vitamins and minerals and other nutrients.
Right.
Well, why would you want to take a diet rich in vitamins and minerals and other nutrients if they don't work?
Well,
not to mention, it's not in the food.
Well, you know, sometimes they tell you not to. If you come out of surgery, they tell you not to eat your green leafy vegetables, so you don't affect
the blood. Well, that was another thing he mentioned, was he said that sometimes vitamin C can interfere with other medical treatments, such as chemo when you have cancer.
I've had doctors tell people not to have any vitamin C when they're on cancer, and I hear it regularly. Now, the real point, though, and I read that article, so I'm glad you brought that up. That was in the New York Times. I thought I was really meaning to talk about that today, so thank you so much for bringing that up, Doug, because it's an important point. I hear it all the time, doctors telling people not to take vitamins because there's no proof, and not to take vitamins because people have problems with toxicity and side effects, blah, 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 blah. The point that they're missing, and I say this all the time on this radio program, no nutrient is an island. You cannot analyze one specific vitamin and make an assessment on the importance of that vitamin by checking that vitamin by itself. Vitamins live in tandem with each other. Calcium lives with magnesium and with vitamin D and with zinc and with strontium for bone health, for example. That study that was done with vitamin A was done only on vitamin A, not with vitamin A and D. And everybody knows that for strong bone health, you need to have A and D together. This is such an important point. I want to cover this a little more in depth when we come back from break. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey, sitting in today for Dr. Joel Wallach. 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. Toll free. We want to hear from you. We want to help you understand nutritional supplements. And if you've got something you want to chime in on about the topic we're talking today, vitamin supplementation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. You're listening to the ZBS Radio Network. This is Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
The drive is made to the basket. A high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff. Got a slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
All right, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Thanks for being here. I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach, along with Doug Winfrey. 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080. That's your priority line number, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552, toll free. We're talking a little bit about an article that was in the New York Times, about one of those standard vitamin bashing articles where some doctor talks about how there's no proof and how vitamins may be toxic in high doses, et cetera, et cetera. And the point that I want to make, and this is a very important point because not a day goes by in my practice here at my pharmacy where somebody will come up with something about their doctor told them not to take vitamin A because they're pregnant, or not to take vitamin A because it affects bone fractures, or not to take vitamin K because they just got out of surgery or it'll interfere with their Coumadin, et cetera. Not a day goes by where I don't hear that, so this really kind of chased me a little bit, and I'm going to get on my high horse a bit. You need to have nutritional supplements, flat out. You need nutritional supplements, but you need to have them in a systematic program, not as individual medicines. In fact, if you try taking vitamin A by itself just to treat something, or vitamin C by itself just to treat something, you're really practicing something called allopathic nutrition. And allopathic nutrition is only slightly better than allopathic medicine in the sense that you're simply dosing yourself with nutrients to try to take specific nutrients to try to take care of specific ailments. Yes, it's true. Vitamin A is involved in skin health, and vitamin A is involved in bone health, and yes, it's true. Essential fatty acids are involved in cardiovascular health, and they're involved in joint health. But no nutrient is an island. They don't live by themselves. You have to be put, or you have to put yourself on, a program that covers all of your basic nutrient needs. That means your vitamins, fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K. You need them all. That means your water-soluble vitamins B and C. You need them all. That means your essential fatty acids, you need both of them. That means your three main food groups, protein, fats, and carbohydrates, you need all three. And of course, that means all of your minerals. If you're going to take high doses of one, you want to make sure that you're taking complementary doses of all of the others. All of the studies that are done on nutrients like vitamin A or vitamin E, where they find toxicities, are not done on people who have been put on a program or have put themselves on a complete program. They're done with mega-dosing individual vitamins, and we never recommend mega-dosing individual vitamins. That being said, there is absolutely no argument about the fact that good nutrition is the best medicine you can ever be on. There's no argument for the fact that most diseases are caused at some level by a deficiency in nutrition. Good nutrition can protect you against almost every single disease that we suffer from in this country. Genetic diseases may or may not be excluded. It may be that genetic diseases express under conditions of nutritional deficiencies. But aside from the genetic issue, certainly most of the causes of death in this country are based on degenerative diseases. And clearly, degenerative diseases can be alleviated or prevented by proper nutritional supplementation. There's no getting around it. Now, if you happen to have diabetes, if you happen to have Alzheimer's disease, if you happen to have cancer, if you happen to have any of the things that we suffer from in this country, arthritis, all the degenerative diseases that we suffer from, you will absolutely get results. You'll absolutely get results. You can alleviate or even prevent or entirely cure yourself in many cases by a correct nutritional supplement program. Sometimes that's easier said than done, because sometimes it's kind of a little detective game. Sometimes you've got to play around a little bit. You've got to try a little of this and a little of that. You've got to do something called titrating the dose with specific dosages and playing around with the balance a little bit. So sometimes it takes some time to figure it out, but you can always get results if you do it right. That's not the case with prescription drugs. Prescription drugs will always have some kind of side effect, some kind of toxic side effect. That's just the way they work. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. We're going to get on the phones when we come back from break at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. 888-379-2552, toll free. We want to hear from you. I want to hear what you have to say about this whole controversy about supplementation with vitamins. And, of course, we're always here to help you understand how to use the products. If you're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network, we're coming right back after this break.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, We can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting in with Doug Winfrey for Dr. Wallach today. 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080, priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. We do have open lines. We'd love to talk to you today. We need your phone calls because this show is not just about me or Doug or Dr. Wallach. It's about you, the listener. We want to help you understand how to use nutritional supplements. And we'd also like to hear your opinion today about our topic. We're talking about vitamins and nutritional supplementation. What did you think about that? A doctor was ripping into vitamins and vitamin supplementation. Have you found benefits from nutritional supplementation? Have you found benefits from vitamins? Perhaps you'd like to share that with our listeners today. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. Okay, so let's see who's on the phones there, Douglas.
Let's head to Slattington, Pennsylvania, and Yvonne, you're on with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hello, Yvonne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, how are you? What's going on?
I've been having some problems, but before we get to the symptoms, I think I need to give you some information prior to the symptoms beginning, whether or not it's pertinent to what's going on now. I'm not sure, but I'll let you be the judge of that.
Okay.
My husband, about 8 weeks ago, came home from work, and he said to me, I think I really hurt myself, he said to me. I was picking up a big, very, very heavy piece of block. He does construction, and it fell into his testicle.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he was okay. Like, he didn't go to the doctor right away. He left to go. And within a few days, the testicle was like the size of an orange.
That's not a good thing.
Yes. So we went to the emergency room. It happened to be the weekend. And when we got there, the doctor that checked him said, do not have sex because this could be sexually transmitted, this infection, to your wife.
He said it was, there was an infection, in other words?
He didn't really call it an infection, but he said this could be transmitted to your wife if you have sex.
So he said it wasn't just trauma from the block, it could have been actually an
infection. Well, he really didn't know. He told my husband to see a urologist after he gave him antibiotics to treat whatever it was that was going on there.
Okay.
So my husband started on antibiotics for about 14 days.
Okay.
And we came home from the hospital, and he was starting to feel fine. However, I started to not feel well at all.
Huh.
I started with getting the diarrhea, and when I would urinate, it would burn and it would itch. And when I would have a bowel movement, it felt like I was on fire down there.
Wow.
Then that led to right abdominal pain, upper right abdominal pain.
Okay.
Now, that was 8 weeks ago.
Okay.
I have had the diarrhea for 8 weeks.
Wow. Anything with the gallbladder? Any issues with the gallbladder?
That's it. They have done tests on me. They did tests on the gallbladder. Everything came out okay. They checked to see if the gallbladder was functioning properly. They checked to see if there were gallstones there.
Nothing.
They did nothing. Everything came out fine.
Anything in the center of your abdomen or in the back area?
Yes, it went into my back. It went up the right side of my back.
That sounds pretty classically like a gallbladder issue. Sometimes an inflamed pancreas can do it, or sometimes part of the intestine, the duodenum, when there's an inflammation in that area, that can also cause pain. So although it does sound classically gallbladder, have they checked your pancreas or your small intestine?
I'm going to that kind of doctor.
Okay, that's the next thing to check. The fact that you're having diarrhea, you're not keeping that, and you have pain in that area, tells me it has something to do with the digestive system. So I can't imagine that it's not your gallbladder or the duodenum. The upper part of your small intestine, perhaps even the pancreas. Stick with us. I want to cover this a little bit more when we come back from break, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Pharmacist Ben along with Doug Winfrey, and we do have a couple lines open. We'd like to hear from you today. 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Toll free. We are coming back right after this break, so should you.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program, 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. That's your toll-free number. We do have a couple lines open, and we want to talk to you today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. I'm sitting in today for Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Doug Winfrey, taking your calls on nutritional supplementation. And I'd also like to hear from you about our topic today, which is vitamin supplementation and the side effects associated with it, based on an article that was published in the New York Times from a physician who ripped into nutritional supplementation. What do you think about supplementing with vitamins? Has it helped you in your life? Or do you know anybody it's helped? Do you have an opinion on that? We'd like you to weigh in. We want to hear from you on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. We are in Pennsylvania talking to Wyvon. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so abdominal pain, mm-hmm. going into your back, problems with diarrhea for a couple weeks it's been?
It's 8 weeks.
8 weeks, okay. And then, now I wasn't sure how your husband's issue, his wounded testicle, had that. Why did you tell me about that? Why was that? Do you suspect something?
Well, I don't know, because it just seemed to all happen at that time.
Hmm. But you weren't sexual with him. You didn't have sexual activity when he was infected.
Yes, did I?
Oh, you did. Ah, okay. I wouldn't think that that would have anything to do with something that would go up as far as your gallbladder area or the middle part of your back, although...
Okay.
How soon after you were sexual with him did you have the bladder infection or the burning that you were describing?
I'd say maybe about a couple days.
Huh. Had you been checked for bladder infection at all?
You know what? I'm not sure they even checked that.
Because I wonder if you did have a bladder infection that worked its way upwards.
I don't know if that had
something to do with it. Did you mention this whole thing to your doctor?
Yes, I did. They sent me to a gynecologist, and the gynecologist said that he thought it might have had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I also didn't tell you that when my husband was on the antibiotics, he felt bad because he knew I was getting pain, so he gave me three of his antibiotics.
Well, that's just so you know for future reference, that's not how antibiotics work. You have to take the whole full dose of them. You can't just take one or two or three and get any effects. In fact, you can actually make bacterial infections worse by taking a couple, just so you know, because bacteria can develop resistance if they're given antibiotics. If you give yourself or dose yourself with antibiotics in small doses, you can actually create bacterial resistance. So you never want to do that, just for future reference.
Thank you.
That necessarily has anything to do with it.
Also, the gynecologist did tell me to not have sex with my husband anymore. We also had sex prior.
You just can't keep your hands off each other, can you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, not necessarily a bad thing. I'm just teasing you. But as far
not
as
like
your,
that.
Just kidding.
Anyway.
As far as your gallbladder issues go, or not necessarily gallbladder, as far as the digestive issues go, you may want to consider things that will kind of tie up moisture. Bentonite clay, for example, can do that, can hold things in.
Bentonite
clay. Bentonite clay is a kind of moisture-absorbing clay that can kind of trap water, and that can keep your bowels a little bit firmer. Soluble fiber, not insoluble fiber, but soluble fiber can do that. Pectin or guar gum. Those are some strategies for helping with the diarrhea. Also, while you're having diarrhea, you're going to be losing electrolytes and losing nutrients. Mm-hmm. Now, it may be that if you have an absorption issue, which it sounds like you may have an absorption issue, minerals. Are you supplementing, by the way, with minerals at all? Are you taking?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I've been drinking like about 5 glasses of water a day, and I put minerals in the water.
Okay, the minerals may be, if you're not absorbing the minerals, those are going to go into your colon, into your large intestine, and pull water out with it, and that can actually cause diarrhea. So
you may
want to experiment laying off those minerals for a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Just to see, because if you're having an absorption issue, the minerals won't get absorbed. They'll go into your colon, they'll pull water out, and they can actually cause diarrhea. So I would lay off of the minerals for a little bit, and I would start in on some soluble fiber, not insoluble fiber, but soluble fiber, that is guar or pectin. Have you heard of the BRAT diet? You know what that is? Bananas,
no.
Bananas, rice. Apples or applesauce and toast. That's known as the BRAT diet, B-R-A-T. And that's kind of an old standard remedy for children's diarrhea, but that may help with yours as well. And that'll just provide you with some symptomatic relief. But more critically, I'd want to know why you're feeling that pain in your abdomen, in the upper right part of your body as well as in your back. That tells me something's happening in the intestine, the upper intestine, or the gallbladder, or as I said earlier, maybe the pancreas. So those are three places to check. Make sure you're taking supplements in the meantime, aside from those minerals. Make sure you're getting certain supplements, because you got to stay healthy, and also you may want to experiment with that BRAT diet. Okay, and it sounds like you got a good, healthy marriage going. At least that's one good thing. So, all right,
well,
thanks for calling. Thanks for calling from Pennsylvania, Yvonne. Have a great day, man. Okay, who's next there, Douglas?
Oh, let's stay right there in Pennsylvania and talk to Roger. Roger, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Roger.
Hey, Ben. This is Roger from Alaska.
Alaska? Are you calling me?
Well, we're just traveling through Pennsylvania here right now. We're on Seneca, New York right now since we've been on hold for so long.
Okay, all right.
But what I said, when they came up with this vitamin E study, when they were sniping the vitamin E then, they said it was revisited studies. So I went back and did a little research of my own on the revisited studies.
Okay.
Because I take 2,400 milligrams of
a day?
Vitamin E every day, see? So over there, 400 is kind of scary.
Okay.
And all these studies that they checked, went back and revisited, were people that were already deemed terminal before they started on the...
Now, isn't that interesting?
On the vitamin E.
That's interesting. Thank you for sharing that. I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised.
That's where they stack the numbers to their site.
They stack the numbers.
Have the outcome.
Yeah. I wonder, why do you suppose they'd want to stack the numbers? Why are they so concerned?
I know why.
Yeah, right.
Because the nutritional industry took another few billion dollars of their money away by making people healthy.
That's right. That's right. Caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware. When you're reading these studies, be really careful. Now, as far as vitamin E goes, are you still taking 2,400 a day?
Yeah.
Okay, make sure you take it with all your other supplements. Don't just take vitamin E by itself. And also, you may want to look at some of these newer forms of vitamin E. Is it alpha tocopherol you're taking?
It's a mix.
Okay, good. That's what I was going to say. You want to look for the mixtures, all the tocopherols. You don't just want to take the alpha tocopherol. Sometimes they'll do these studies on alpha tocopherol, and you want to make sure you're getting your alpha, your beta, your delta, and your gamma. Those are referred to generically as mixed tocopherols, and you want all of them. And 2,400 is certainly on the high end, but as far as I know, there's not a lot of toxicity associated with it. If you get really, really high, you might get into a little bit of diarrhea, but that's about the worst of it. In fact, at really high doses, at least on a short term, if you take really high doses, you can do some dramatic things for healing scabs or healing cuts or healing boils or cysts at super high doses. We've experimented with that here in my pharmacy, using high doses of vitamin E to help heal things. If you're not having any problems with diarrhea, I would say that you're not going to have too many problems. And thank you for sharing that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Thing 15 years ago, and I've been taking it ever since then. And
you've been doing 2,400 IU for 15 years?
Yeah.
No kidding. That's awesome. What
the doctors gave me the death sentence and told me that I was either going to have a heart transplant or going to die.
No kidding. So that's a great story. Thank you for sharing that.
Hey, 15 years later, I'm still here.
That's awesome. What else are you on a whole program? Are you taking an entire program?
Yes, complete. I take everything. Almost exclusively.
That's a great story. Thank you for sharing that, Roger.
Hey, Roger, this is Doug.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Good. Hey, how did your team do in the Iditarod?
The big boys came in 10th and 16th, and the puppies came in 52nd.
Not bad.
They were all right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And so you were in the Iditarod. That's a great story. Thank you so much for sharing that, Roger.
Okay, Doug.
I appreciate
that. Have fun, guys.
Thank you, buddy. So his dogs were on in products too.
On the Arthrodex and some other mixtures. They make their own food for their dogs, but they add the products in with the food.
That's neat.
So, yeah,
that's real neat.
So 10th isn't too bad for a relatively new team.
How many people are in the Iditarod typically?
I think there was like 100 this year.
And he finished 10th.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Now, you know, essential fatty acids, I know, are great for your dogs and great for your animals in general. EFA is great for the coats of the animals and actually can help with arthritis, too. You can break open those capsules and squeeze it in a little bit into your animal's pet food. Okay, we're going to take a break. I'm pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey, and we got some room for you to join in. 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080. That's your priority line number, 888-379-2552, toll-free. We're talking about nutritional supplementation, the article that was in the New York Times. Also going to answer your questions about your health issues or nutritional supplementation, whatever you want to talk about. I'm pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program on the ZBS Radio Network.
am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
All right, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We're talking about nutritional supplementation and an article that was published where, surprise, surprise, another physician was ripping into nutritional supplementation, nutrients, taking nutrients to support your health versus taking prescription drugs. We talked a little bit about vitamin E and vitamin A. When it comes to vitamin A, you always want to take your vitamin A with vitamin D, but clearly vitamin A is involved in many different functions in the body. Bone health is just one of them, so it's kind of ironic that he was suggesting that people stay away from vitamin A in terms of hip fractures. Well, it turns out that the study that this gentleman quoted, what was it, a nurse's study, I think he was talking about.
It was part of the Harvard the Harvard Nurses Health Study that was done for like 10 years.
Apparently, he was talking about these megadoses on vitamin A, but what he forgot to tell folks is, did they test for vitamin D levels? Were these nurses taking vitamin D? Were these nurses doing anything to support their magnesium or their strontium or their silica? How acid was their blood? What were their hormones like? On and on and on. You can't make these assessments simply from testing one nutritional supplementation and then looking for a result, one nutritional supplement and then looking for a result. And that's the whole point of the program here, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Indeed, that's the whole point. You can't just take one nutritional supplement. You have to have an entire program. You have to have an entire nutritional program. If you look through this catalog, which I got right here in my hands, you'll see that there's dozens of different formulas that can provide you with well-rounded nutrition. I know there's an article about air pollution, clean air to breathe, and I think you were talking about that during the break, about air in New York City and some of the bigger cities. People who were breathing some of these air had higher rates of cancer and other diseases. Something like that. Is that right, Doug?
Yeah, it was actually a study that came out from the EPA, and they found that New Yorkers and Californians, according to this, breathe the dirtiest air in the nation and face the highest cancer risks, because what they were testing for were substances in the air, things like heavy metals such as lead or volatile chemicals like benzene or acrylene or solvents and, you know, like jet fuels and methylene chlorides and things like that.
Well, if you're in New York and you're in a big city and you don't want to move, what they should have tested for is what was the nutritional status like of these these people who came down with cancer and other diseases who were breathing this air.
That would have been a good thing to check.
Right? Yeah. Nutritional deficiency guaranteed was involved. Nutritional deficiency flat out is a major cause, if not the major cause, of diseases and of ill health. If you're living in Western countries, or if you're living in more polluted states in Western countries like New York or California, you absolutely have to keep in mind that nutritional supplementation can go a long way towards protecting you from some of the things that just are part of the cost of doing business of living in New York or living in Los Angeles. Nutritional deficiencies are inevitable, and diseases that result from nutritional deficiencies are inevitable, especially if you live in a toxic environment. It's not so much the toxicity of our environment that we want to control. It's a lot harder to control where you live or control the air you breathe. It's much easier to make sure that you're getting the nutrients that you need. Americans have unfortunately been led to believe that they can breathe anything they want to breathe and eat anything they want to eat and don't have to worry about their nutrition, don't have to worry about supplementation because there's some kind of pill or there's some kind of prescription that their doctor can give them that can take care of whatever it is that ails them. That is not the case. There's no prescription drug on the planet that can heal any disease except for perhaps antibiotics and chemotherapy, and that's just the way it is. If you do have some symptoms that you have to alleviate on a short-term basis, like high blood pressure, certainly you want to take some prescription drug for a short term, pain pills especially. If you're in pain from arthritis or post-surgical pain, there is a role for prescription drugs, but that role, my friends, is short term. There is no time, with the exception of cancer and antibiotics, where you want to be on long-term prescription drugs. And even cancer and antibiotics are not long-term prescription drugs. When it comes to long-term health, nutritional supplementation is flat out the only way you're going to do it. And that means all of your nutrients. That means your fat-soluble nutrients, vitamins D, E, A, and K, your water-soluble vitamins, vitamins B and C, your essential fatty acids, good protein like Nature's Way or the BioLumen Living Essence, digestive enzymes, and, of course, you don't want to forget about your minerals. I'm Pharmacist Ben. For Doug Winfrey and Dr. Wallach, all the folks at CBS, remember, my friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.